If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
And electrical.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
For new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. And they, Bill, they need salespeople badly. Because they're growing too quickly.
Carson will have, especially in the new complex going up, but they'll still, even right now, they'll have a staff meeting once every 2 weeks where the heavy equipment people all get together, and you can be part of that. Because it is, like I said, they have an auction going 24/7, 365. There are things for sale. They're moving heavy equipment, and they need help with that. Airplanes, bulldozers, horses, cattle, you name it. They're selling it, and they need help. Need some brokers out there. Get involved.
If that sounds cool, it sounds cool to me. If that sounds cool to you, I would go to gocurrency.com/careers and check that out.
For Jake, opening. Imagine you. What day do you play your golf league?
Monday
night. Imagine Monday night like that, sitting out there with some guys like that. What are you doing? Well, I just sent 4 bulldozers to Vermont. Really? How'd you do that? Well, I work for Sandhills, and that's what I do. I send equipment everywhere.
That's power. Right,
I mean, you're about feeling powerful.
That's cool and powerful, Bill.
See, it's the kind of conversation, if you had yourself like that, it's in June, and you're hanging out, and Fred Hoiberg sits down at your table, and he just asks you what you do, and you tell him that, instead of being like, well, I work here.
You'd be proud of what you do.
Fred would look at you and be like, hang on a second. You just sold 2 bulldozers to somebody in Rhode Island. Yeah, I did it about an hour ago. He'd look at you like, oh, wow, you're a dude.
And because he should. That's the proper response by
exactly.
Fred in that situation.
And so if you want to have, if you think you might be sitting down with Fred, you might want to get involved in this job.
GoCurrency.com/careers. I saw this yesterday from On Three.
Hut. Wait for your coffee. Drinking my coffee.
I know. That's my prophetic pause there. We just did the last segment on coaches with the most pressure to win. One person that is doing just fine is Kirk Ferentz in Iowa, entering his 28th year.
It's insane.
Bill, in this year of this time of constant chaos in football, he's been there for 28 years. He's talking to On Three, and he says, here's a quote, "I turned 70 last August. I'd never been 70, so I had no idea what that'd be like. I felt pretty much like it did when I turned 69 or 60, nothing monumental. He claims that he's not close to being done with coaching yet at age seven.
Well, when you get what happens is a couple things is that they're not status quo, which means he's always pushing. Next thing is, but he's also retained his assistants. I mean, what did Coach Osborne do that was incredible? Just think about the staff with, you know, with Milt Tenneper and Dan Young and Ron Brown and obviously the greatest of all times, George Darlington.
Absolutely.
When you have those staffs that were established that long, Tony Samuel's here for a long time. There was always a few outliers that were in and out, but you had a core of about 6 to 7 guys that just, this is how we do it here. And then also the strength department with the godfather of strength with Boyd Epley started in the late 60s, was always under his guidance the entire time. I want you to think about the strength coaches at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Boyd Epley, for like 40 years, the same guy with a killer staff.
Yep.
Brian with Bailey and Goble. I mean,
that stuff
Arthur.
Matters. It matters big time.
I mean, these guys were incredible. Just and the stability. And no one was looking for, I mean, do you know how many people, there's people that branched off, but do you know how many times that like a Mike Arthur could have been that head strength coach at wherever? I'm good. I'll stay right here. We have a great plan. We have a great system. I love Lincoln. You name it. This is what we're doing. And so that's what's going on in Iowa right now. They have assistant coaches that have been around forever. No one's looking to leave unless it's an ideal situation.
He did take one, you know, not surprising shot at the portal NIL. He says in terms of what he likes about the NFL more than college, he says, I miss the clarity in terms of expectations and what the rules are that the NFL had.
Well, right now, they're still not rules.
How do you push back on that?
Remember one year ago, hey, you know, all the ADs, hey, we're good. We're all right. We have a gentleman's agreement on the cap, right? Mm. We're all good. Nope.
No, we don't.
No, we
good
don't.
Joke.
There's no,
ha
no,
ha.
Not even close. And really, really what he's asking for, it's not the NIL going away. It's like, how about a way to have contracts? How about a way to not have everyone be a free agent every single year? Or in the exact rules of how you go about. The interesting part right now is like what will come about with the situation with Clemson and Ole Miss. Dabo Swinney laid out the complete stamp timeline of here is what happened in this tampering case. And what have you heard from it, Jake, against Ole Miss?
Nothing.
Not one word. I've not heard a word.
It's very detailed.
And it's very, and it's like, so my point is, if that happens and the NCAA says, we're not even looking into it, now it's like everything is just, you know, no holds barred. And so, unbelievable.
Good point from a text before we get to the game show regarding Kirk Ferentz. He actually increased his longevity there by finally letting go of his son, even though he didn't want to. Yes, Brian Ferentz was not a very popular person for his very boring offense, predictable offense, and Tim Lester's in a nice job there.
And probably in a bad spot there also. It's kind of one of those things like be careful what you wish for because he was the O-line coach who ever got promoted to Gordon.
Right. That's right.
If he was the O-line coach, he would still be the O-line coach at Iowa.
Yes.
So sometimes you get – once you do, though, the spotlight gets brighter. And then, okay, what are we doing? They'll also – I have great faith in a good friend of mine in his offensive mind, and he's now at Iowa.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline, and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Well, also, and that's Jay Norvell.
He's at Iowa now.
Yeah, Jay's at Iowa now. And so Jay's coaching offense on the offensive side of the ball with Iowa, and he will add to Iowa. He will add to their the small little tweaks. And Jay has that ability to have how to insert a couple ideas without being overbearing or having some thoughts with it. And so that will be another nice get for Iowa. And he's from Iowa. He played at Iowa, so he loves Iowa. It's not like I just randomly showed up here.
Means something to him.
Means something to him to be there. So that's pretty cool stuff.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe in Good Luck Bill when Sip is not here.
Here we go.
My mom I've got bad news for you, Bill. We are not doing Seinfeld trivia today.
I'm okay with it. It's fair.
But you did it yesterday, and you got a 1-0 start to the week, which is great. So today's topic is NFL rushing leaders by year. These are the best running backs each year in the NFL. I will give you the team and the year and the yardage. Tell me who that running back was.
Let me reverse it and give us the guy, and then I'll give you the team. Would be
can't
way,
do that this time.
Yeah. I would get all those. I won't get these.
If you think you know.
But that's fair. It's
NFL
fair.
Rushing leaders by year. Number one every year. 464-5685. Good luck, Bill. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down. Bill in trivia. Again, it's good luck, Bill, with Sip not here. NFL rushing leaders by year. You don't feel great about this, Bill, it sounds like.
I don't feel great about it. I'll just struggle with the name. I'll be able to kind of call him out. Might be able to say what college he played for, but no, I'll struggle.
It would get you a point, but it is nice to point that out.
Yeah, but no, won't give me anything. So I don't feel great about it at all.
Well, you got Trevor. How do you feel about NFL leaders by year in rushing yards, Trevor?
I feel excellent. Long time no talk, boys.
Good to talk to you, Trevor.
Trevor, where are you calling from?
York, Nebraska.
This is Trevor from
nice.
Where.
I thought, Trevor, if you could just text somebody today. Build a breaker.
Build a breaker, Trevor. You know
build
that.
One. Build by one.
All right, Trevor. First question to you. No lifeline for you or Bill. What Jacksonville Jaguar running back led the league in rushing in 2011 with 1,606 yards, Trevor?
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Brilliant!
From UCLA, Maurice
would have had a chance at that.
All right, Bill, first question down 1-0. What Seattle Seahawks running back led the league in rushing in 2005 with 1,880 yards?
Man, I can see him.
This guy was good.
Yeah. It's not good. I don't have it.
It's okay. 5.
Yeah.
4.
I can see him also like that.
3.
I know that the yeah.
2. Ugh. This is 21
years ago. It's going to bother
me.
Well,
I'll give you the horn. Trevor, you taking a gander at that or passing?
Oh, I'll absolutely steal that. Sean Alexander.
Yeah, he was cute. Yeah.
He was. Brilliant. Yeah, I can see him. I can see it.
Alabama running back, is that right?
I believe so.
Alabama running back, I want to say. All right, this is for the win, Trevor. Up 2-0. Last question. What Houston Texans running back led the league in rushing in 2010 with 1,616 yards?
I believe that'd be Arian Foster.
Yeah, I had no chance.
Well done, Trevor.
I wasn't going to steal that one either.
That was a nice performance. Yes. Congrats. You get bagels. Yeah. And
it's amazing how much I don't know about the NFL.
Nice win today, Trevor.
Hey, good job, Bill.
All right.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate you. Yeah, that was a butt kicking right there. I knew it was coming.
I think, Bill, you would get this one, though.
I don't know.
And I feel bad I didn't go back in more, better times for you in this one. But this was your last question, even though you've lost. It says, what Chiefs running back led the league in rushing in 1989 with 1,480 yards? Any guess there?
Not really. Is he the guy from Texas?
I don't know where this guy's from.
The Chiefs
in Chiefs running 1989. Chiefs running back. Just shy of 1,500 yards rushing.
Is it Akoya?
It is. Yeah. Christian Akoya. Yeah, there you go. And tiebreaker. This is you might get this on the dot, Bill. You've already got all the spreads on the dot today for basketball. Curtis Martin is the oldest running back to ever lead the league in rushing, which he did in 2004. How old was he that year? The oldest to ever lead the league
31.
Brilliant.
You want to guess how many yards he had, too, for the hell of it?
1,569.
Close. 1,697 with the New York Jets. Yes.
My favorite Marshall.
A lot of dings for you on that.
Yeah, I've been hitting some numbers. I just couldn't get that. If I could have got one break right there, could have got to overtime maybe, but no, didn't have it.
Okay.
Well.
Hey, you know what? You got to win
it. If it was
already.
In the 70s and 80s, had a really good chance. Sure. You went very modern on me.
I know.
You went very modern.
And you could, you know, if I went to Koya first, you maybe had a chance to win.
Yeah. I was thinking Chiefs. I thought Ed Podolak, but that was way earlier. That was in the 70s.
It's true. I loved Sean Alexander. He was awesome. Yeah. He was really good. In the era. It was him.
And I could see him. I could physically see him.
There's like two guys back then. I loved him. And I loved Deuce McAllister for the Saints. For some reason, both those guys. And then Deuce Daly with the Eagles. Like those. Yeah. That was a kind of forgotten era of running backs in the NFL, and it was good. Good times. So, tough loss, but again, Bill, you were just 1-1 in the week. You got the win yesterday.
It's all right. I'm okay with those. I think the Breakers enjoyed that. They did. They enjoyed that. I ran into an NFL...
Trevor.
Yeah, NFL Trevor, which wasn't good for me.
No, it wasn't.
In New York. Chances are.
When we come back, Hour 3, Husker Online's Robin Washington is next on Early Break
nice.
On the Ticket.
Nice.